God has given us, he has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has now given us the ministry of reconciliation. That's a ministry of service. That is a ministry of telling others about what God has done for us. Jesus said, "You will be my witnesses unto Judea, to Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And some of us, he's called to go to the ends of the earth. Others, he called us to stay in Jerusalem or Judea or Samaria, closer to home. Some he's called to go to the ends of the earth. But no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, he's called us to this ministry of reconciliation, of being his witnesses, witnessing to the reconciliation that he has effected through his son, Jesus Christ. And what do witnesses do? Witnesses are not judges. Witnesses are not attorneys. Witnesses simply tell what they have seen and heard. And God's called us not to be judges or attorneys, but he's called us to be his witnesses, to tell what he has done for us, to tell others what God has done for us, and call on them and tell them the good news that they can also, through the same way, through faith in Christ, be reconciled to God. That's the ministry he's given to each one of us. And it says then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore on Christ's behalf to others, we implore others to be reconciled to God. And that's the essence of what God has called us to do, why God has left us here on this earth until he decides to call us home. He has called us to be his witnesses. In that ministry, in performing that ministry then, there's several things that we can note. Of course, in verse 7, it says, we walk by faith, not by sight. He's just explained that as we are still on this earth, we groan, being burdened. We suffer difficulties and sometimes persecutions because of who we are, because of our faith in Christ. And he says that God has committed us this ministry. We're confident, knowing that while we are home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. We recognize that we are not yet home. I think most of you have heard the story of the missionary couple who had served many, many, many years overseas, and they came back to their home country. I think it was on a ship years ago. I've heard various versions of this story, and apparently there was a famous singer or sports star or someone that was also on the same ship, and there was a welcome, there was a festivities, there were a brass band, there was quite a bit of to do about whoever this other person was that was arriving there. And yet when these missionaries got there and got off the ship, there was no one to meet them from their mission. No one was there to meet them, and they had to find their own way home. And the husband was quite discouraged, and he spent some time in prayer asking the Lord, "Lord, why? Why, after we've served you all these years faithfully, we didn't even have anyone to welcome us home?" And he said, the Lord spoke to his heart, and he said, "My son, that's because you're not home yet. And one day we will be home, and we will receive that welcome." He says, "We're confident, yes, well pleased, rather be absent from the body and to be present for the Lord." We look forward to that time when we will be present with the Lord. And therefore, it says in verse 9, we make it our aim, whether we are present with him or absent from him, as we are now on this earth, to be well-pleasing. That should be our goal, is to be well-pleasing to the Lord in whatever we do. And as we, to be well-pleasing to him, that is that we are to fulfill the ministry that he's given each one of us as his ambassadors. And that takes different forms for each one of us. We are all different. We all have different abilities. We all have different skills. We all have different callings. But we are all called to be his witnesses. We are called to be his ambassadors wherever he has us. Now, the ambassador of the United States to Senegal has been called to Senegal to be an ambassador. He hasn't been called at this point to Zimbabwe. He hasn't been called to Brazil. He hasn't been called to China. He's been called to be the ambassador of the United States to the government of Senegal. And that is his ministry. That is his task, is to be the ambassador to Senegal. And each one of us has a separate place where God has called us to be his ambassadors, his witnesses. So we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done. One day we will all stand before our Lord Jesus Christ, and we all want to hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." That's our goal. That should be our goal, to be pleasing to him, no matter where we are and what we're doing, to be pleasing to him and to hear him one day say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I'm sure that when our ambassador there to Senegal returns to Washington, as he has to from time to time, he wants to hear a commendation for the work he's done. It's not been easy. In fact, unfortunately, as our president tends to be, and I respect him as our president, but he tends to say things that are not, well, he tends to say things that cause some ripples in the other part of the world. And so our ambassador had to go and explain to our president one of the statements he made about people who from other countries who want to come to the United States. And I think you might know what I'm referring to. But the very next day, he was called to explain that comment to the president of Senegal. So it's not always an easy task representing. It's not always, there are people who malign our Lord Jesus Christ. There are people who malign the truth of the scriptures. There are people who malign the word of God. And I think our president, the thing that he said was wrong. But of course, there is nothing wrong with the Word of God. There is nothing wrong with our Lord Jesus Christ. Blameless and harmless, went about doing good, and yet plenty of people, even in his day, found evil to speak against him. And so we are called to represent him, sometimes in difficult situations, difficult circumstances. But we need the Lord's grace to be faithful to him. Again, he says in verse 15, "He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again." We have to recognize that we are not our own. We've been bought with a price, the blood, the price of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We are no longer our own. We belong to him, and we should live our lives in such a way as to please him. Finally, I just want to focus on verse 14. And why do we do that? It says, "For the love of Christ compels us." The love of Christ compels us. I think Pastor made allusion to this earlier, in that it was not that we first loved him, but God first loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, the satisfaction, the satisfactory offering, sacrifice for our sins. That God first loved us. We love because he first loved us, and it's his love that needs to compel us in order to be good ambassadors, to be well-pleasing, to fulfill that aim that we all have, to be well-pleasing unto him. So I just want to leave you with those thoughts today as we go back to Senegal this coming week. Again, we appreciate your prayers for us as we go back, that we might be faithful ambassadors for Christ where he has placed us. Pray for us in that, and we pray for you that you also, wherever God has placed you, wherever God has called you, wherever God has appointed you to be an ambassador, that you also will be a faithful ambassador for Jesus Christ, that one day when we stand before that throne and give an account of what God has committed to us, we will all hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Shall we pray? Father,